Let's go by 10. Okay, so we begin on page 13.
This is for Kibel?
Yeah, everything's in it. Page 13. Tein achil ben kibur av ha'em lebizoyen av ha'em. So we said that there's a din of kibur av ha'em. And then there's a union of that you can't, there are some times that you can't, you have to be mechabed, but certain things are not included in kibud, but there's a separate issur of being mevazeh your parents. The pasuk says in Kiparsus Kisovo, Oru makle oviv imo, og makol amamein, and Rashi says, makle oviv mezalzel, losho nikla achicha. Right? So now, how does this come into the discussion? Because we know the Ramah from the Marik on page 2, back at Hay, says that im av mocha beben lisa eza isha sheyachbots ba, if a father says, I don't want you to marry such and such young lady, so he doesn't have to listen. That's the Marik. And we said from the Chazanish, because the father doesn't have a right. In other words, we said the two dinim in kibud. One is service, and one is, he said, nachas ruach. Right? So this is giving him nachas ruach. But certain things he doesn't have the right to request. So therefore, even though he's not going to get nachas ruach, because he wants you to marry the other girl, or whatever, he doesn't want this shidduch, it doesn't matter, he doesn't have the right to request. So the question is, what if it's going to be a bizoyon, like I think Rav Shechter mentioned, if it's going to be a bizoyon to the family to marry such a girl because of whatever the background, whatever it is, then maybe that would be different, as Rav Shechter pointed out. So that is the tshuva in the Netziv on page 8, where the Netziv writes, so the Tziv writes that's a bizoyin because it's included in the Oru Makla Avivimo, and we know that even though by Kibra Ve'im the father can be mochel, but on bizoyin he's not allowed to be mochel, and he quotes from the Shultos. If it's going to be a bizoyon, even if they, if it will be a bizoyon, right? Now this is, if you look in the Shut Rivash on page 6. It says, "Only b'shem b'ray b'shem b'yad harav limko." But it comes to Avav Bishamru, Rav shemochol kvodo kvodo mochol. That the Rav can be mochol kvodo. The Torah delay you. See the sorosah yegei mom vayla. But the Rivash says, "I need me to delay be bizoyin." That's only if there's no bizoyin. But if there is a but if Aval Biljono ain't Yocholim Chol, Adarba Otzololim Chol. In other words, he can't be. In other words, if you Mevazeh the Rebbe, then he can't be Mochol. And he says it's comparable. The Rivash says David Lamaid Amrin Hasam Ba'Avshem Mochol Kvodu Kvodu Mochol. Right, but he can't be Mochol to, you know, if the son's going to curse him out or something like that. So then he can't be mochel. Ainu daminan tam chachu tzorich noke minoke kenochash.
So bizayon only comes over when you're mochel. Bizayon only tells you what you can and can't be mochel.
Right. If it's in the category of bizayon,
you can't be mochel.
Kavod, you can be mochel. Right.
Right. So bizayon tells you where in kavod I can and can't be mochel.
Well, in other words, when something is in the getter of Bizayim, then that's a different...
So I can't do Mocha on the cup. All that's all Bizayim is. I'm telling you where I can't
do Mocha. Well, on, in other words, if it's a Bizayim, those covered means to give... Right, okay, whatever way you want to phrase it, it boils down to the same thing. Okay, so that's the so that's the chiluk, and then the Beis Yosef has on page 7 his chazav ol b'shem arayv v'shem biyad achochem lumchol k'masha amru d'rav shemochol kvodo kvodo mochol haynu b'midi d'leis b'bizayim. So that's what the Ribash quotes, this Raivet that's quoted in the Beis Yosef. Okay. Then that was question number one. Question number two. Ima av yachol limchos al shir shel bano. So first we start with the Ramah, right, that we did, that he the father can't be mocheh. Then we did the shud meishiv davar, the nitziv, that says if it's a bizayon, then he doesn't have to listen. And now we're up to the tzitz Eliezer on page 9, that he says, so he thinks that maybe the nitziv is not right. He says, maybe the nitziv is not right. He says, So he says, no, there's no such thing. But if it's halachically permissible, then that's not called a bizayon. Like some people, yeah, from certain families, and they need certain types of shidduchim and certain types of things, but it's halachically permissible. It's not like, you know, the kohen is manga grusha or something like that. So the tzitz Eliezer thinks that the tziv is not correct. That the main issue 8 times bizarre shalav achriya b'zek pishis v'yachazanish. In other words, a bizayon is only what Chazal say is a bizayon. So if just because you have your, you know, and you know, I've dealt with many situations of parents who don't want a certain shidduch for their son, and all of them were not halachic. She's this, the that, the father's this, the mother, you know, all types of stories that you could, you know, whatever. But in the end of the day, you know, I don't know if it even breaks for the tziv's design. You understand? Because they didn't like something or that. I don't think there was no bizayim. I've dealt with several cases where we had to fight hard to get a shidduch done to somebody who I thought it was a very valid shidduch, and the parents had no valid reason whatsoever to. One case was they felt she was too modern. She was a little modern, and but you know. Like Rav said, she was from. She kept kasher, Shabbat. You know, okay, she's a little bit modern. You know,
she doesn't keep kasher.
What's considered
a bizayon? Well, she doesn't cover her hair, and the guy doesn't care what the parents do.
So maybe it's a. So maybe she, even that. In other words, when the Tzitz Eliezer is saying it, he says, "What calls an iser or chashash iser?" Or it's an iser. What's iser in the marriage? He's a kohen and he's dating a grusha. This happens a lot today, also. So that's, I don't know if that's the same as, say, the girl, they're modern, and she's not going to cover her hair or fully cover her hair. Is that, again, they could, well, she wants to wear pants. But usually, if the son wants such a thing, then that's where he's holding, you know what I mean? Because you can't have a shidduch for your child what you want your child to be.
Right.
You have to be who he is, and, you know, so this father said, oh, my son, you know, could marry a firma girl or whatever it is. Yes, no, but this is the girl he wants. So I fought very much. I can't say the whole thing but the Tzitzis says a Bizayin. So he says, no, there's no such thing as Bizayin. Bizayin means that it's halachic, not proper marriage. Or he says, Masha Chazal called them Bizek, called Masev Yotel Hashemra. Masha Chosa Miru. There's a lot of times it's not bizarre. The father is extra sensitive. And they point out, even the Marik's case, people don't realize this, we've said this before, that in the Marik's case, it wasn't such a Pashin marriage. But the original case of the Marik was somebody that, the Chashid with this woman, and, the Gemara says if you're Chashid with a woman, you should marry her afterwards because they'll think that whatever. So it wasn't such a simple. These are family. My other guys. Yeah. Okay. So that's. And then there was a Shud HaRashba
that Reuven made a shidduch with his daughter with Shimon, and then it found out that the guy was Sachek Vekuvia. In other words, he was a gambler and he didn't have any parnasa, and
we see that by a gambler who wins, right?
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, if
I mean, he's good. He's good at
what he does, and he knows the odds or whatever, and he plays very well. Then,
so then they made up they're going to get married,
right?
And then they found out. Or, I don't know if they found out, or he started doing this gambling. And then it came time to the wedding, and he said, okay, I'm ready to get married. And they said, no, I'm not going to give my daughter to you.
So was it after the shidduch, or after
the kiddush? Not after the kiddush. Tonight.
Right.
Tanoim. That's the vort. That's why it's called a vort, because vort means you give your word. A vort is a word. You give your word to go through with it. What? No, it has nothing to do with. You could say it bar Torah.
That's how I didn't know when
you went to my driver.
I never thought
about
that.
Yeah.
Well, so there's two different things.
Jake can tell you.
Oh. I didn't know. I didn't know. I always wondered why should we use the same word for fort and like giving it bars more run, like giving.
So the Rashba says Mustabli Shadin Imavia Bat. So he says that so the question is, and then they made, you know, monetary obligation. Right, if you back out. But that was the real tannaim. You know, today we don't have, at least our circles, we just do this fake tannaim.
It is, Rabbi Gordon and Yishalei, his daughter got married and it's really from, like, Shiva thing.
Yeah.
And they made the tannaim like 3 months before the wedding.
Real tannaim.
I think so. They wrote it off, like.
Can there be tannaim?
What?
Oh,
so that's exactly, that's the question. That, in other words, could they say that I don't want to give my daughter to you because I see now you're a gambler and you're not responsible, and so the Rashba says Mistabili Shadinim Avi Habas, that the father of the daughter is right. Meaning, he doesn't have to give his daughter to this guy, and he won't.
This is by anyone. This isn't only by a katan or a katana.
Right. This is by anyone. Okay. This is by regular. This is not Rebar's Eli's or
right, okay.
Things like this. This is.
Where did they find out about the girl?
What?
Where did the Rashi say if they found out about the girl?
Okay, isn't that a Gemara? Like if you find something bad about the girl, then it can just be.
That's up to confusion.
All right.
So he says that he says Chad Apple Pisha Yesh Bishtar Chol Meachshim Lo Amar B'Shadush Meachshim Lo Shem L'Chazar S'Hashtar Smach V'Smach Tolkani V'Tei Lo Chashar Yishmin It's you go for Basa the Umdana. And you have your dish. I'm scalpel kolkach. Well, you're my silo bito. Right. If you would have known that this guy is the way he is, he wouldn't.
What would be if the girl said, "No, I want it."
To the father. Would the father said like the rishit to them? That's a question.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is could be something that's. So, if you hold like the nitziv,
but does the nitziv apply to girls or is it just like guys?
Be both ways, and even the Tzitz Eliezer. You see, I might have said the Tzitz Eliezer a little bit incorrect because the Tzitz Eliezer doesn't only say when the marriage is also, but also anything Chazal is Koveya that's not right
about the marriage, or that
about marrying such a type of person. So it was even if it's not a. In other words, I like, you know, a rich, this is what father wants, a rich guy for his daughter, rich girl, so that's not, you know, something they can, and it's a bizarre, I'm a billionaire, so I should give my daughter to a, so that's totally not a, so Tzitz Eliezer would say, the Mitziv, I don't know. You know, what's called a Bizayan in the Nativ's vernacular. But he's saying, like, Chazal Kovim Bezekigonim Kalkalim Masev Yotel Hashemra, Osha Achosa Emira. She has a sister who became really also there. Oh, Sharosa Lisa Basa Maritz. You know what the Chazon Ish says. Chazon Ish, the famous Chazon Ish, the verse says you shouldn't marry a Basa Maritz. The Chazon Ish says,
that a girl can be conceived, you can marry a bas tam chacham, a girl can be a bas tam chacham even though the father is not a tam chacham. There's a bas tam chacham is a certain category about the girl.
Can it be about the boys? You have a ben tam chacham who's the son of an Amar?
Yeah. And you know, and you have to see, and it also probably has to do with the particular society that we live in. You know, like if you're a Hasidic Rebbe, so the expectation is that your child is marrying into another Hasidic dynasty. You know, that's the way it works. It's different if you're. But in general, people should have the right priorities, and that's something that requires, you know, proper chinuch to give the right priorities and what's something that, you know, is important and what's not important, and that goes for everybody. It goes for the parents and for the kids, you know. Now, then there's a Truvas, and this Truvas HaRashba is quoted in Shulchan Aruch here on page 12. Look on page 12. Page 12 has come from Gimel. Nishma Lassi's Beetle, the Plone, and Nishma Lassi's Beetle, the Plone, and Nishma Lassi's Beetle, the Ma'asav Potter Allah Mishmuasav. He's Potter from the father took a shvuah, I'm going to give my daughter to you. And then Kilkel HaMishudah Ma'asav. So Potter Allah Mishmuasav. The shvuah is off. Okay, but there's a Truvas HaRash. Truvas HaRash. So he says that Reuven Shidduch Beitel Ben Shimon. Reuven made a Shidduch with his daughter to the son of Shimon, Kabbos Mali Yamachupa, Vishnu Benayim, they did all the, you know, deals. And the Kodim Shagiz Manachupa, Yotza Bas Ruve, Lacho Samashudechas, Miraklau. In other words, the sister of the Kala went off the Derech.
It's not a whole lot of thing, though.
So we'll see what he says. Ushvil pegam zeh lorot haShimon. So now the father of the chassan says, I don't want my son to go into a chuppah with this family. So let's see what he says. And I mean, she became a mishumad. Shuba, so does he have a right? Shimon Omer Dadaita, the owner of the Zeshi, who delivers the Hashkits, the Haloso, the Dom, the Spachto, Lo Asni, Iresh, Abdinim Shimon. Shimon's the father of the Hassan, right? Reuven, the Ben Shimon, and they made up this thing. So he says that they have a right. I've got to give you a little to talk about. Chain owns the rogel of our mean chain of shibish. This is not an onus that normally happens. So he says they can back off. Again, you know, also I think it has to do with the you know, the times and the community. You know, like today, like a lot of families, there's a sibling that, you know, is might be off the derech or something like that. And it's been, and in certain families, okay, that's, you know, it's understandable. It's not the best thing in the world, but it's understandable. So I think a lot of this has to do with the makom and the zman of the applicability of this. So, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch as well. Ruben Shidek Bitol Shimon Bikinu Shu Vishnisha Shtoros Sokhat Ira Shei Mira Akos HaMshudech Az Yahol Shem Loch Zabo. So Shem Kibbe, so that's the Chabak quotes. So the Rosh and the Rashba are similar cases. One is from the perspective of the husband and one is from the perspective of the Kala sister. What?
Right.
What would be if you found out that the brother was a hammer?
What happens if the brother of the Pasuk?
Right, so maybe that would probably be the same in the. But I think if the brother Chaz was just a gambler, I don't know.
Maybe how you understand this, the Ma'amir Chazal would say you're supposed to like look at the brother of the Kala before you marry a girl.
Yeah,
so gracious.
Right, so I think it's all with the Chazanish. Like today, you know, I think they say this, but I said, in other words, we normally assume you look at her brothers to see what, but today, you know, it's not necessarily
like a good factor to
see, right, because a girl can be a fine girl, and the brother just went off for whatever reason, you know. It's, so I think that, you know, every generation has to have its way of understanding how to now, as I told you, the Marik himself, you know, the original tshuva of the Marik was, now the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vosner, you know, says that, you know, the case was that somebody was married and then there was a chashad that she was going with this man. Right? So it's not right that you shouldn't marry somebody who you choshed on. Right? And that was the case over here. The case was, we also Isha Shakida Shubin Hay Karnitan the Nekshala of all day. There was the case in the Marif was, wasn't just Tom, the father was, the case in Marik was the father, that she was chashud, this girl, with this guy, then they got divorced, and now he wants to marry her. Right? And that's a halacha, that you know, that if you're nechshad, you shouldn't marry the person, that if you were nechshad, that you were with this. And Apopikain, the Marik says, you could, you don't have to listen to your parents. So he says, so this whole discussion is, you know, Marik Mukhar the high Isha Shadar Allah is and then it's been men of Oda Isha Sish, Mahu Pikin, Hayadan Marik, that said to give a ben. So, you know, that's a Mishnah, right? Yibamas Chavdala, that you shouldn't marry the woman that you're chashed on. You're chashed that you were with this woman when she was still married to her first husband. And yet, Marik says, so he says, So, and it's going to be a bizarre also. So he says from there, you see, so he says that what?
דאל מאריך דא צדק דא בכיין צו יאשוע ביינה וואו יאשוע שוין נישט מאן בן וואו פיט מיט סטאמע גאם זא היה דא דנס אב אין מילן קאוס מיט בן שו איז א אויסער קיין יש קאלד אין אכשע לאב זיל אין מילס באב משפחה וואו פיכן איטס לאז עס פאר זיי וואו פיכן אין מן דינה אין איז א סו יוא וואנט גיב מי א יבאמס וואטס וואש סו איז סו דערפור היז נאט סו שור דא יוא נו דיס הול תינגס ריילי אפליי סו הי סייז יא
What's the?
You know, people say over the Marik because they see it in the Ramah, but they don't know the case of the Marik. So maybe it's like it's not full. It's not the technical din of that. You need, maybe need more proof to be in this category of nitan. But still, there was rumors that there was something going on with these two people. So maybe it technically wasn't the iser of nitan, but it was also shady. So the Marik says, okay. So that's what Rav Ozer says. You see from the original case of the Marik that it was shtickel b'zayin and it's apple pikein. So he says, whenever people ask me that shayla, I wait. And maybe the son will be convinced or whatever, you know, maybe it'll work out. You know, because there is what to say. You know, some people have a very close relationship with their parents and don't want to go against them. But sometimes it's very, you know, sometimes parents could ruin a good shidduch. So that's the story. A lot of cases I could tell you, but not with the recorder on. Okay.